be featuring over at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic. I want to say, is it in March? March 2nd, along with Cooper and Keneally, right? That'll be a nice night. Okay, the next two performers up will be Suzanne Owens and then Ben Blum. And right now I'd like to welcome Suzanne, who recently had a wonderful feature over at our Emerson Umbrella Open Mic. And she's a really fantastic writer, very prolific too. She's always turning out new material. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thanks, Ellen. Excuse me. This is for Valentine's Day, even though it's a few days away, I think. Anyway, this is the opposite to Valentine's Day, but, you know, everybody has their, what was that word you used? Fantasy, or what'd you use, Michelle? Somewhat opposite. Yeah. And this is about Belle Gunness. She was born in 1860 and died in 1908, and she was a serial killer. She found her victims, girls, listen. She found her victims through Lonely Hearts ads that promised marriage. And after Belle's house burned down and her children's bodies and a woman's body was discovered in the ruins, her handyman and lover was charged with the crime, and Belle was never heard of again, though there were sightings. My heart beats in wild rapture for you. Come prepared to stay forever. Like explorers following a trade route, my lovers came. No vile despoilers answered my honey-kissed ad. They dug out their lives' savings from the local banks, as boggle-eyed as the deputies who unearthed the bones and 11 men's watches in my hog pen. A plague pit of scrab crust and quicklime. Like triflers who need not apply, the wind rose over those soft spots under my lilacs. Ashes stole off on the lamb by the burned butcher butcher shop, where I slaughtered the hogs in my overalls. More bodies dug up, wrapped in gunny sacks, fell away under their shovels. 42 lying out there in the red carriage shed. When deputies found my teeth in the smolder, the whole village mourned, oh, poor widow and her charred children. They accused my handyman, the lover I fired, the one who bragged in the bar, the night I burned down my house, ripped out the stump of my real anchor tooth with the false plate still attached, and threw it all into the blaze. Now I live the high life in New York, disguised as a man, while he rots, spitting blood in a cell. He always said, what china blue eyes you have. And they're still finding, I just got an article or a letter from a guy who just found his brother recently on that property. Yeah. I don't know. I forget. I know who sent it to me. Yeah. But very interesting, years later, they're still digging up bones. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Suzanne.